Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Orla.
And I'm Andrea. Coming up on today's show, we're going to explore the benefits of dance for both our mental and physical health with a dance therapist. And Pinterest just released their first ever parenting trend report. So we're going to have a look at that with somebody from the company.
Plus, fiber, very hot topic these days. So we'll chat with registered dietitian Samantha Cassidy about the different types and how much exactly do we need. But first, MRI can be used to detect and diagnose a number of things when it comes to our bodies, and can also be a useful tool when it comes to dementia and concussion. So to tell us more, we are joined by Dr. Cassidy, the founder of ISMI, the Institute of Specialized Medicine and Intervention in Kirkland. Welcome back, Dr. Cassidy.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
We love having you on the show. So let's start off with, how is MRI used when it comes to cognitive issues such as dementia and concussion?
Sure. So, I mean, a concussion is a little bit of a world of its own. So maybe we talk about the cognitive issues. And hopefully, if you guys are still interested, we'll do the concussion in a separate session. But it's important to say that MRI is not the first-line test for diagnosing Alzheimer's disease. However, dementia is not a single disease. It's a group of conditions that affect memory, thinking, and behavior. And the most common one being Alzheimer's disease. So based on recent advances, not really in MRI technology, but in artificial intelligence, now MRI has a role in assessing some signs of early volume loss in the brain that can be predictive of future development of Alzheimer's disease. And why would that be important? Well, 10 years ago, we couldn't do anything with this knowledge. Now, because we have our first medication, disease-modifying therapy approved in Canada, the medication is called Leqembi. Now, most important is the ability to do diagnosis early, because indication of Leqembi is in Canada is actually only for early Alzheimer's disease.
So, Dr. Cassidy, why use MRI if other tests are more specific then?
Right. So, I mean, the best tests that we have for Alzheimer's disease really looks for the footprint that the cognitive disorders leave on the brain. It doesn't look for the specific molecule that causes, say, Alzheimer's disease. That's the tau protein. So there's a blood test for tau. There's a PET tau, which is very specific for Alzheimer's disease. However, a PET CT scan, PET tau is not as available as an MRI machine. And almost every MRI machine can do this test. It doesn't require a very advanced machine. The other thing that is important is MRI is usually done anyway in the workup of cognitive disorders. If I'm forgetting things, my neurologist or my family doctor would like to know, make sure I don't have a tumor in my head, I don't have cardiovascular disease that's causing what's called vascular dementia. And so with a little bit of change in this protocol, then we can get lots of information about the volume of the brain and footprints of early cognitive disorders, such as Alzheimer's disease.
So, Dr. Cassidy, for anyone that has never had an MRI, doesn't really know what it is, what exactly is it when it comes to, you know, what does somebody do? They go for their MRI, which entails what exactly?
Yeah, so this is a very quick test. I mean, the time that we spend inside the magnet is about 10 minutes maximum. Most of the body of the patient is outside the magnet, so claustrophobia is less of a problem. And, you know, you go in, you kind of dress in a special way without any magnetic item on you, and then the technologist helps you on the MRI bed. You go into the machine, which these days are a bit larger, a bit more comfortable. And then after 10 minutes, the data is acquired. And then there's a post-processing software that helps with the analysis of these data. In fact, more than 100 regions of the brain are isolated and compared from side to side, and also compared to say, if I'm a 52-year-old man, to the norm for myself as healthy baseline comparisons.
So, Dr. Kashi, who should be considering this type of MRI for dementia and brain?
Right. So, I mean, we all forget things. You know, occasional forgetfulness is completely normal, where you put your keys or you can't remember a name for a moment. That happens to everyone. Probably the most common cause is stress. But when memory problems start to interfere with one's daily life, repeating the same question, getting lost in familiar places, difficulty managing finances, medication, et cetera, then these are signs that there's probably more than just a temporary problem with the memory and cognition.
What about a family history of dementia-related diseases?
For sure, that's very important. Alzheimer's disease has its own genetic mechanisms. You know, it can be inherited down generations. Usually, there are specific tests for that. These days, with people knowing more and more about genetic tests, there is, at least in the patients that I see, a lot of them come with some kind of test already done for the genes for the Alzheimer's disease. So that is also something that's quite important. In those cases, dementia of different types usually starts quite early when the patient is quite young, 50, 55, 60.
And Dr. Kashi, if somebody's interested in having this test and they want to come see you at ISMI, because, you know, you're wonderful about sitting down with your patients afterwards and going over all of the results, how do they go about booking it?
Well, I mean, there's usually they require a requisition from their physician. If not, usually I see them in a consult to make sure, you know, it is what they want, it is what they need, that there are no misconceptions, et cetera, et cetera. And once that is done, you know, the MRI is performed just as routinely. And, you know, we send the data set to the software, we analyze it, then I sit down with the patient and kind of go over the different reports, try to make sense of the findings. There's lots of numbers by themselves, they're very confusing. So I try to facilitate the comprehension and understanding of the findings.
Dr. Kashi, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, as always. Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Kashi, the founder of ISMI, the Institute of Specialized Medicine Intervention in Kirkland. And for more information, you can visit their website, ismimontreal.ca. Coming up, Pinterest has just released its first ever parenting trend report. We'll take a look at that when we come back. But first, let's take a look at the roads.